Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Michelle with your 8am Zedlines. The Barcald Iron Power Station in central west Queensland has received $75 million in funding to transition to renewable energy. A hydrogen power unit will be built and finished by 2026, while the existing gas-fired unit will be decommissioned in the next 5 to 7 years. Hydropower is cleaner as the electricity is generated by turning the kinetic energy of turbines, moving water into electricity, and significantly less greenhouse gas emissions are emitted. This development is set to bring in more jobs to the region.
135 coal miners in Queensland are being asked to retest for black lung disease after an audit found a 30% error rate in lung functioning tests conducted by a McKay spirometry company. Black lung disease occurs from the continued inhalation of coal dust, which impairs breathing ability and can cause premature death. The unnamed company has since been suspended for 6 months.
In national news, approximately 1.8 million cases of depression, anxiety, and substance abuse disorders in Australia are caused by childhood maltreatment, according to the American Medical Association's Journal of Psychiatry. Researchers from the University of Sydney found that childhood maltreatment is responsible for approximately 41% of suicide attempts, 35% of self-harm, and 21% of cases of depression in Australia. Researchers call for child abuse to be prioritised as a national public health concern, calling for investments into social welfare such as parental leave, childhood care, and income support. If you would like someone to talk to, don't hesitate to seek help from Beyond Blue at 1300 22 4636.
Victoria Police have announced it will commit to 79 reforms to improve relations with First Nations people. This is in response to the Yuruk Justice Commission, an ongoing truth-telling inquiry which has uncovered human rights abuses within the state's police system. The reforms will include an official apology from the Victorian Police to First Nations people for its involvement in the Stolen Generations, as well as efforts to better respond to police complaints made by Aboriginal people.
In international news, hundreds of scientists surveyed from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change are in distress, as most foresee a rise in temperature from 2.5 to 3 degrees or more above pre-industrial levels. Only 6% thought the international agreed 1.5 limit would be met. Experts are left feeling infuriated at government's failure to take sufficient action. The future predicted holds more heat waves, famines, wildfires, floods, and storms of higher intensities. However, scientists emphasize that the climate fight must continue, as every fraction of a degree avoided would reduce this level of summer suffering.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index for today is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.